USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
I'm 63 now, 63 years old. I was 12 years old when he got assassinated. So I've been around these parades and birthdays. Today will have been Dr. King's 90th birthday, and everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader, and we have came a long way with him.
Wall Street closed for the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A Republican senator says President Trump doing his best to work with Democrats. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border wall proposal to a vote this week as a partial government shutdown continues. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma tells ABC's This Week the president is doing what he can to compromise.
Well, I think the president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border? The Dreamers, these DACA kids, we know this element, this group of folks, they have all gone through background checks. They're involved in our system right now. They're in our schools. They're in our workplaces. This is a group of students and young adults that we all know as a nation that live down the street from us, go to church with us. For this group of individuals, I just don't see an issue with that, and I don't see that being amnesty. This has been a long-term issue for us as a nation that I think can be resolved.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, the mainstream media shows only a snippet of a video to foster an agenda, but the entire tape shows a very different story. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The initial video that went viral showing high school students from Covington Catholic High in Kentucky appearing to taunt a Native American man on the National Mall last Friday has upset many people, including the mayor of Covington, Kentucky, Joe Meyer.
It represented a behavior and an attitude that certainly does not reflect the values that we here in Covington, Kentucky have and promote.
But now a longer video leading up to that incident has been posted, and it shows a group called the Black Hebrew Israelites, a group of about 4 men helping to instigate things. They were also in town for last Friday's March for Life. The group using racist language to call out those students while also insulting Catholics. The students say they weren't mocking the Native American man, but were doing Native American chants in the hopes of defusing the situation.
The very latest now on gas prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick Zahan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was very little change in the prices this week, but that could change if tariffs are lifted against China.
35 of the nation's 50 states saw prices move by less than a penny per gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.